Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We got to get to a guy that's very hard for me to get on this show. Very hard. Because the man coaches 12 sports after class, after school every day, and is never available to do anything in the afternoon. So yesterday when I reached out to this man, I completely expected a no, but I threw up the Hail Mary pass, and he caught it. It was so amazing. He is Jacob Morley of 24/7 Sports and Packer Report on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. Jacob Morley, thank you, sir.
No, thanks for having me. I'm glad we could make it work.
You are the person that loves him some wide receivers. You are the person come draft time everybody wants to talk to about everything involving the draft because you're just really good at draft stuff. But wide receiver is definitely your home run category you love talking about the most. So you tell me, man, what is going on with this wide receiver group?
What did Matt say at the press conference the other day? If I had answers, I wouldn't be answering this question.
No, but you scouted these guys in college, so you had an idea of what they were going to look like coming out of college. In you saw them in their first year a couple of years ago with Jordan Love. Then last year was a fiasco, and this year up until this game, I didn't feel like it was nearly as bad as last year. But now this game leaves everybody asking questions.
Well, I'll say this then: the only guy coming out of the class that you would legitimately say, hey, I've got concerns about this guy's hands, or it's Wicks. His junior season at Virginia, there was a point in time, and I don't know if he finished this way, but there was a point in time where he led the NCAA in drops. Damn. So it's been on the tape for him. And then, like you say, they came out rookie year, and it looked like that was kind of behind him, and looked like he was catching the ball a lot cleaner. Last year, especially the first half of last year, he really struggled with drops, kind of cleaned it up in the second half of the year. And then it's been kind of, hit or miss with him. Romeo is weird. He didn't really have that on his tape coming out. He's the guy on, if you get on the X machine or Twitter or whatever you call it, whenever he makes a catch, it's hashtag strong hands. And it's almost become ironic, almost like making fun of now, because it's so hit or miss with him. And the two that he had yesterday, that's as bad as it gets. That's drive killers. I mean, that's the last 2 weeks, really, that it hit a guy right in the hands or right in the chest, and it kills a drive. There's other plays, like the one for Wicks last week. That was a tough catch. Dobbs had one that would be a tough catch. Watson had one up the right sideline this last week. That would be a tough catch. But you ask any of those guys, I guarantee you they all say I should have caught that ball, and because they should have, but I don't know. I think if there was answers, if it was just as simple as hitting the jugs machine, then they would hit it. But I think some guys are just, some guys have better hands than other guys, and that's just the way it is. A big reason they went and drafted Matthew Golden out of Texas this last year is because he's got, you know, knocking on all the wood that is around me right now.
They drafted a wide receiver last year?
Yeah, first round. Did you
really?
Yeah, you would imagine that he gets a lot of targets, right? No, he catches the ball well, though. He does have legitimately very good hands. He's got that natural feel. I would say for the Packers, that it's one of those things that when you're scouting a wide receiver, it's how much are you going to care about drops? Because every receiver is going to go through phases where they're going to have some drops. Devontae did it. Jordy did it.
James Jones.
Did it. All those guys, they all went through that stuff. And so I just think for the Packers, it's not something they value a ton. So them drafting Matthew Golden, one, he fits just about dang near everything they like. And two, he did have really good hands. So it's almost like, okay, is that something now that enough? They're kind of saying, hey, enough is enough. We want to get a guy that's going to catch the ball cleanly and we know is going to do it more consistently than the guys that we have. I will say I do need to stand up for my guy, Christian Watson, though, who has not a very fair depiction of how he catches the football. You look at, like I said, someone, I think it was
Wendell Ferreira.
Was
it Dyer Carragher? I think it was Dyer Carragher. You're right. Yeah.
Who's my guy? I just always forget how to say his name, which I hate because he's the best dude ever. But he had a tweet that was just like, yeah, in the last 2 years or 3 years or something, I think it was Wicks and Dobbs, I believe.
And Reed. All three of them.
Had like 14 drops.
Yep.
Which last year, I think Reed led the NFL in drops, followed closely by Wicks, which is gross. But you look at that and say, okay, there's 14 drops from these guys in the last 3 years, whatever it is. Christian Watson's had four in that same time span.
But he's also been hurt too.
So, right. So looking at that too, someone said like, well, what about percentage? His highest percentage that he ever had in a year was 6.5%. Last year was 6.3%. This year, 0%. And just for context, those other three guys have all had years in the teens. And so very high drop rate. And I would say Christian is more of just like your normal drop rate. Like he's a receiver that will drop some passes. I just wonder what his story is if he catches that ball against Minnesota. It is crazy how storylines work, but you know as well as anyone, your first impressions are everything. And if you go out there and he catches that thing, I don't think people really talk about it that much.
I don't know, man. Like, me personally, I don't think of him in drops. I think of him in injuries. Like, if you say Christian Watson, my response is hurt, always. That's my response. My response isn't drops the ball. My response isn't, oh, he's not that good. None of that. I think from a talent perspective, he's really, really uber talented and can be a number one wide receiver, providing they get him enough targets, Jacob Morley, which up until Tucker Kraft, they really weren't honing in on anybody specifically other than Romeo Doubs.
No, and I think what you just said is his story. If you want to paint a picture accurately of what Christian Watson has looked like in the NFL, it has been when he's healthy, he's a really, really high-level football player, but that's been hit or miss with him being healthy. Are the injuries behind him? We'll see. You never really know. I do know at the combine, when he came out, he was a 208-pound football player. I do know he's up to 225 pounds and has not lost.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Any of the speed. And so I don't know if that's something that he was able to pack on a little bit of insulation as a player, because you look at him right now, I think he looks noticeably bigger.
For sure.
And so we'll see if that helps or not, because he's not, you know, he's still just muscles on muscle, but it's not as lean as it was. And, you know, I'm no physical therapist. I don't know how any of that stuff works, but it does seem like those guys that are lean like that do tend to have more, you know, fast guy injuries where they have issues with the muscles and stuff like that. So we'll see. He's three games in being back from his ACL. He looks great. It's just, can he go the distance and can he be the guy that they can run the offense through? I think, and I'm not Matt. I don't know what's going on in those rooms and those meetings, but if he is healthy and if they don't have concerns about him being healthy, I think they do feature him a little bit more. But I think that's in the back of your head is, okay, this guy's really, really good. Let's build the plane around him. But what happens if history repeats itself? And then what? You know, now we're down Kraft, and now we're down Watson. And then what? Now what do? We just pray and hope that when Jaden Reed gets back, we can do it with him, who's been hurt all year. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those things that I see both sides of it when, you know, fans are like, hey, they need to get this guy 10 targets versus, hey, they need to spread the ball around. I do get both sides of it. But we are at the point in the year where I think it's like, man, you do kind of need to put your eggs in the basket of the guy who looks by far and away, at least yesterday for sure, like a dog, the guy that's going to go out there. And it was kind of an over my dead body type of game for 10 and 9 for Jordan Love and Christian Watson, where they just said, hey, we're not losing this game. Throw me the ball. Jordan said, okay. And they did. And they go out. And it was really exciting football when you see those guys on the same page connecting like they were. So I think that's what you look at as far as like, hey, did they find something? Has this offense now kind of been able to find the solution for losing Tucker Kraft?
Jacob Morley, 24/7 Sports Packer Report as well on Twitter or X at Jacob Morley. What about Jordan Love yesterday too? A lot of Lions and Bears and Vikings fans, oh my, all yelling and screaming about Jordan Love's not that good. He sucks. Look at his numbers in the first half yesterday and so forth. Not paying attention to the game, not seeing five drops in the first half and all of that stuff. Then comes for Pro Football Focus grade, and it looks like it's the highest grade he's ever had as a starter in the NFL to this point. I believe it was 93.6 from Pro Football Focus. How good did he look to you?
His highest grade, I don't think that was the best game he's ever played, but it was pretty apparent, like, after the game, just talking to the guys and just talking to people on X, I thought he played fantastic. Like, I thought he was phenomenal yesterday. And you just look at just his control of the game and what he was able to do, not only just being down and the offense sputtering and having six drops for whatever the heck it was, just an unbelievable amount of guys not making plays for you. For him and being hurt too, getting dinged up in the first half and then being able to come back in and deal with the wind tunnel type conditions Just nothing seemed to be going their way. But like Matt, you know, Coach LaFleur always kind of says, like, his superpower really is just being able to get to the next play and just to continue to play and not really let anything that's happened get too high, get too low. None of that. What is in the past is in the past. I'm focused on what is going on this play and what my team needs from me on this play. And he is really good at that. And he is, you know, this off season, just talking to some people that are smarter than me, closer to the team than me, to say like, what's 10 look like? What's Jordan Love look like? And the quote that I just kept getting in some shape or form was complete control. He's in going into year three. He knows this offense is like a coach, and he is in control out there. And I think we've seen glimpses of that. I think we've still seen some areas where he does still need to grow in that area, and he will. But when you watch him play, like I think that New York game is a great example of that, where he just, whatever the team needed, he had an answer for. And I mean, what else can you ask from a young player? And I think it's a litmus test too, right? Of if, did you watch the game or did you not? So, and if there's anyone telling you that Jordan Love did not play a good football game yesterday, they looked at the box score. That's all they looked at, because you turn that tape on from start to finish. He was great. He was hitting open receivers. He was running the offense. He was doing what needed to be done. I think as soon as Jacobs went down too, I think you could kind of feel a little bit of a shift in that offense as well, where it's, hey, you know, Josh Jacobs is a fantastic football player, and we want to get him the ball, obviously. But when he's not there, Jordan's your best player. And I think Jordan might be their best player anyways. And I think we kind of maybe are starting to see that shift amongst the coaching as well, where it's like, okay, yeah, our best chance to win is on 10's arm, not on 8's legs. Now, we can still use 8's legs when he gets back, and that's going to be a very valuable part of this offense. But we need to run this thing on the arm of the quarterback. And that takes time. And, you know, a lot of people are getting impatient with the coach, getting impatient with the play calls, all that stuff. And you know what? Some of it's valid. Like I'm frustrated as well at times, but it does take time. It does take time for these things to switch and for this guy to really ascend to that level, because they paid him like that, and that's great. And we've seen flashes of him playing like that, and that's great. But when he can go out there week in and week out and do this, that's really when I think you get a coach like Matt LaFleur that wants to run the ball. And make no mistake, that is his offense. He wants to run the football. To get him off of that hill, you need a quarterback that is playing at a dang near Aaron Rodgers level. And I know in Green Bay people scoff at that because, like, well, yeah, that's just what they do in Green Bay. It's not normal. You know, it's exactly not normal to have a quarterback playing like that. And it's not normal to have a third one in a row in Green Bay who is, in my opinion, ascending to those levels of a guy that you're going to go out there and you're going to win or die with him, with his arm. And I think we're at the point where you're going to win a lot more than you're going to die with Jordan Love as your quarterback if you just let him do his thing.
Jacob Morley, 24/7 Sports, Packer Report as well. Follow him on Twitter, X at Jacob Morley. Thank you so much for coming on, my friend. I appreciate you, and hopefully we'll run you down at some point later in the season here, but you, like, coach 100 different things, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Sparky.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.